Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
So, in Genesis chapter 1, we see the foundation of covenant authority. I want to hammer that until that gets so ingrained in our spirit and in our conscience. Covenant authority. That is the only authority in the planet. The amens got real sad. Play that song again for me. That's, you know, people was, you know, like, they was into that R&B, wasn't it? Covenant authority. Jesus doesn't gauge or measure authority by militaries or by politics. The gauge that heaven has in the earth realm of authority is through covenant alone. It almost sets the scene like a David versus Goliath. Look at someone and tell them, that's how God works. God don't have the biggest team, the number, you know, no, God don't have the smallest, the least, to show you that he's God. He don't need numbers. He's God all by himself. So don't get that twisted just because there's more of that. Elisha's servant said, Elisha, what do we do? We're surrounded by the Syrian army. And there's only two of us. He said, Father, he said, Lord, open your servant's eyes to see the real reality. When his eyes opened, he saw in the spirit realm that there were more for them than there were against them. You just don't see with the natural eye all that are for you. But they are for you. They are protecting you. They are guiding you. They are covering you day by day. They don't sleep or slumber. When you sound asleep, they're still watching over you. Amen. When you get into jams, they're there to get you out the jams. Look at someone and tell them, they are for you. All the time. Sometimes you go through some stuff and you wonder if God is for you. Yes, he's for you. Because you had to go through something. That don't mean that God checked down on you. God is still for you. And he'll let you know that what you went through, I'll work that together. You didn't like it. It didn't feel good. It wasn't good. But I'll still work it together for your good. Why? Because he's God all by himself. So the devil is whipped going in and coming out. But you have to know that. All right, so the first, in Genesis 1:26 to 28, he says, let us make man in our image, right? Let them have dominion over the earth. What this means is that God delegated, somebody say delegated. Delegated. Rulership of the earth to man. And I want to say, excuse me, God never reneged on that. He never took that back. Man messed it up. Right? Well, look at it. Man messed it up. But God never, God released the word. He didn't take that back. He worked it out. So God delegated rulership of the earth to mankind. I want you to see this. This is important for us in our time. Authority was not originally political. It is today. Politics, the ones in the high places calling the shots, writing the bills, making the laws. That was not God's original plan at all. Understand that. God's original plan was covenant, covenantal and spiritual dominion under him. Humanity was created to rule under God's authority. Dominion was part of the creation covenant. Let them be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. All right? That's the number one building block or foundational block. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, I just want to walk you through this so we lay solid foundation to build on. Deuteronomy 28, 1, the Lord said, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. What does that mean? Covenant obedience positioned Israel in governmental authority among nations. When we align ourselves in covenant with God, it produces, listen to me, elevation and influence. Now we'll get back to this because even before Israel, God had chosen mankind before he chose Israel as a nation. But when you align yourself with the word, let's bring it to 2026. When you align yourself, the word will elevate you. You don't have to, you know, let me use a term. You don't have to brown nose. You don't have to try to be the life of the party and know everybody, get everybody, you know, pass your card. You know, do what you need to do with your business. But you don't need to do all that. When you align yourself with the word of God through covenant will elevate you. And with that elevation will come influence. I was just speaking to someone yesterday. I was telling them, because they're really, the personality is such where everybody can like them. And, you know, they talk a lot and joke a lot. But then folk won't listen to them. And they're speaking truth, too. I said, here's the problem. I said, you have to learn how to preach. And then when you need to use words. I said, because you're using too many words. And people get familiar with you. And then when you're speaking truth, they ain't hearing you. People bring you down to where they are. They're not hearing you. They're not familiar with you. They're buddy-buddy with you. You can't tell me nothing. Even if it's truth. So you have to learn how to cause your life to preach. You have to zip this up sometime. Why? Because in covenant, God will elevate you. And you ain't talking all the time. Some people are uncomfortable with not talking. No, seriously. I mean, just, I don't mean when you have to talk and talking and making sense. I'm talking about just talking. You're just. But when you shut it down and you start to focus on covenant, Jesus was like this. He said, I say nothing except I hear my Father say it. I'm not in every conversation. Matter of fact, he didn't speak to certain ones. And he had no respect for certain ones. The Pharisees, those wicked ones, he had no respect for them. And they questioned him, he wouldn't answer them. Here, you always trying to explain yourself to everybody. Ask God to help you with that. See, sometimes that's your Achilles heel. Lord showed me, and I'll be transparent. The Lord showed me some time ago. He said, you know, what your Achilles heel is your compassion. I said, what? He said, people take advantage of your kindness.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
I said, uh-oh. Who is it, Lord? I didn't say that. But I started working on that to be able to love but not have access. You still see, because some people feel like if they don't have access to you, you don't love them. The devil is a lie. And sometimes you feel like because you ain't giving everybody access to you, you don't love them. See, that's sometimes an Achilles heel. The devil will manipulate that. And you're trying to be everything to everybody, to please everybody, to show them that you love them. And they take advantage. The devil get up in there and they take advantage of you. Then you get hurt. You got to set some boundaries. You still love. But be led by the Spirit. Amen? What are the amens are getting like? Oh, no. So the Lord, the covenant alignment produces elevation and influence. In Job 22:28, well rehearsed verse, you shall also decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. This means those aligned with God can declare and establish outcomes in the earth. Covenant relationship releases declarative authority. Covenant relationship. Child of God, you got to know this. You got to know that your decrees, your declarations carry authority. Yes. So you stop talking foolishly. Yes. You stop negating your decree with some foolish stuff. Yes. You stop saying things that put limitations on you. It's not pride. It's not arrogance. You're aligning yourself with kingdom. Amen. A person in the kingdom speaks royally. They don't talk gutter. They speak like kings. The word of a king is law. When you start to understand this, I'm telling you, we're getting in a time of acceleration. It's going to start happening with you whether you're speaking good or evil. Because the evil is going to come up on you real quick and you'll be wondering why. You just said it. Or when you're saying, when you're making declarations of faith, that's going to come up on you right away. I'm telling you, we're getting in that place just like where Jesus was. He spoke it and the fig tree in front of him dried up. Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus had to come out. Peace, be still. The storm didn't wait. It stopped right away. The church is coming into that because we are God's covenant authority in the earth. And God's taking it all back. It's a time of restoration. Do we understand? You are his instrument. In Psalm 8, verse 4 through 6, you made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. That means man was crowned with glory and authority over God's works.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.